Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Lush. Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush live in the building, and you already know what it is. We live in the building, and you know we getting down today, and we talking about entrepreneurship, and you know entrepreneurship, we always talk about the big, big bosses that's doing real big things, the movers and the shakers in the industry, whether it's in the community, whether it's in the music life, whether they just own their own business. Is going down tonight. I got my wonderful, wonderful host, co-host, live in the building, Ebony, you know what I'm saying, representing the Cali area, along with Future Guru. Shout out to our sponsors, Ohana Shop. She got the hot jewelry going down. And if you mention Lush Radio, yo, you get a discount, yo. So you want to stay icy, holla at Ohana Shop. On top of that, also Strictly Bought One, one of the hottest clothing lines going down. Shout out to them, our sponsors. Yo, we going to have the one and only Coast to Coast mixtapes in the building, live on the building, you know what I'm saying, getting it in, you know what I'm saying. Coast to Coast mixtapes is going to be live in the building, you know what I'm saying, Little Fats. Along with that, we're also going to have Sarah Keys, our feature model, and then on top of that, we're also going to have Monster, motivational speaker, is going down. Coast to Coast mixtape is going to be live in the building. But let me go ahead and bring my co-host in the building. What up, girl?
Hey, what's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gasoline, baby, just getting it in, man. For real, like I told y'all, man, we're gonna have Coast to Coast mixtape CEO in the building, Little Facts. Y'all always see the Coast to Coast mixtapes, which I never got to talk behind the brains behind all the jump off. He's gonna be here dropping jewels tonight. Y'all know what it is, man. And we got our other calls live in the building, representing the Jersey area, Future Guru in the building.
Yeah, am I on?
You on.
You are.
Oh, man, I ain't even know. Shout out to my co-host, Lush Radio. Shout out to my other co-host, Ebonisha, my two beautiful team members, live in the building. Lush is putting it down. I'm here working and actually contributing some music to the show for Friday's Hot or Not. Let's go ahead and shout that out. Shout out to our new Hot or Not contestant. He was a repeat contestant, Y.B. From Cleveland. So I just actually hit up the PayPal, Lush. You know how we do. You know it's all about the $10 campaign. Shout out to Lush Radio Online for supporting mixtape MP3 promo. So shout out to Ebonisha for retweeting and the retweet squad and how we organizing. And just, you know, want to say, you know, shout out to everybody that's supporting and listening to the show. I've been tweeting that we going on at 6. And shout out to the whole Diverse Media Group.
That's what it is, man.
Big Queens!
That's what it is.
Hey, guys.
Ebony, you got some shout-outs before I pull in Lil Fats in the building?
Oh, definitely. I want to shout-out Street Queens, the movement, my sisters, my queens.
We're doing big things. I want to shout out Young Scrap. He is dropping. He just dropped his single. I want to shout out Jay Kane. He goes hard in the paint. TDI for that wonderful intro that we was vibing to. Living Good Manage. I want to shout out John Red and Hip Hop Nonstop TV is my shout outs for today.
Yes.
And I want to shout out You Messy Less and Guru My Boo.
Hey, that's what's up. I'm her boo, and we got a big time platform for our sponsors, getting them shout outs all through the show. So shout out to Strictly Bump One and ohanashop.com, OHANASSHOP, Gina 28304 on Twitter. That's her handle on Twitter, Gina 28304. You know our sponsors are tuning in. They love what we do. We love what they do. And if y'all want to be a sponsor, hit me on my Gmail, futureguru100@gmail, and I can break it down how Lush and I and Ebenisha is trying to help y'all on Twitter and all over the worldwide. We not just on Twitter. We worldwide. Let's get that established. We worldwide.
Let me go ahead and bring the man of the hour, the man with the plan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coast to coast mixtapes. I'm hoping I ain't wrong and it's the right one. But, you know, Lil Fats in the building, coast to coast mixtape. I mean, the number one official stamp mixtape. Going hard, body worldwide. I'm talking about they got the high features, man. Good dude, down to earth dude, stand up dude. What up? Is this Lil Fast 503?
Yeah, what's good?
What's good with you, fam?
Welcome to the show.
Hold up, let me get Lil Fast some love right there. Lush Radio love.
Okay. In the building. Yeah, he in the building.
Yo, what up, Lil Fast, man? Before we get into it, man, you want to go ahead and get some shout-outs, my dude?
I mean, shout-out to all my DJs, man, Coast to Coast DJs and my whole Coast to Coast team. I just got to shout my whole team out, you know what I mean? Because that's who helped me get to the point that we at, and we just rocking.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's what's up. You need a team.
Definitely, man. We got Future Guru and Ebony, my co-host, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Definitely rocking with the kid hard body and everything. You know what I'm saying? So,
how you doing?
How y'all
hello?
Doing?
All right, fam. Yeah, good to have you on the show, fam. Just glad to have you here, man. We're gonna make sure that you get all your people out here on deck, and we just ask that you have them tune into the show. You know, from here on out, man, so we can keep it this networking thing strong, man. That's how we doing it over here, Lush Radio Online.
Yeah,
we appreciate
absolutely.
You.
That's what it is. Hey,
yeah,
Lil
I appreciate you, man. I'm over here tweeting about the show right now, telling people to call in and listen. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. Lil Fetch, man. I gotta thank you for you know, last year for the convention. You know what I'm saying? You had going down the conference in New York. You know what I'm saying? And it definitely went down, you know what I'm saying? My people that went to represent Lush Radio Online said it was a good turnout and everything. I appreciate you looking good on the media passes, my dude. For real.
Absolutely. I appreciate, you know what I mean, you guys being involved, and hopefully y'all can come out and get it in again next year.
That's what it is, man. Lil Fast, man, where are you representing, actually, man? Let the people know.
We're based out of Portland, Oregon. That's the 503 number. We actually are relocating to Miami on this Friday. We're moving to Miami, so we're going to be based between Portland and Miami. And, of course, we're always doing a lot of work up in New York. We have a lot of people in New York. You know, a lot of our team is based there. So, you know, we kind of everywhere. It's coast to coast, from Portland to Miami to New York, you know what I mean, back down to L.A., Atlanta. We everywhere.
For real. I got to shout out DJ Medi already. He just informed me that he became a coast to coast mixtape DJ. So, you know what I'm saying, shout out to a man out there in the Chi-Town, you know what I mean, for real, you know what I mean. Y'all definitely doing some heavy moves, y'all moving some heavy mixtapes, y'all doing some big things, man. What made you say, yo, I'm going to go ahead and get this mixtape situation cracking, you know what I'm saying, and build this whole entire empire, fam?
I mean, really, it started because I started as an artist. I've been, you know, doing hip-hop as an artist and on the business side since I was like 10 or 11 years old. So it really started with that, and having a local label here in Portland that I was pushing, and I just wanted an outlet for my artists, and I created, the first Coast to Coast mixtape, and it was a real good outlet, and everybody wanted to get involved, so I decided to open it up not just to, like, my label and the people around me in my town, but pretty much to everybody, and hit the internet real hard. Got some major hosts involved with this shit, started fucking with, the top DJs, and just took it from there, and it's been one mixtape after another. It's been a long run, but, we're happy to be where we're at this point.
That's what's up, man, moving to Miami, where the ladies at, Miami. That's what's up, man. That's some real talk right there. Yo, for real, I want to go ahead and let our co-host ask some questions. Ebony, go ahead and ask my dude a question, Sam.
Okay, what I want to ask you is, like, when you first went to the DJs, because you went to the hot DJs, now, how did you approach them, and what information was you able to give them, or did you just give them a sample of your CD in order for them to play it, in order for them to just decide that they wanted to just, join in with the whole corporation?
I mean, to be honest with you, most of the things that we have done have really been because we are real business oriented and real straight to the point. So to be honest, most of the DJs that I contacted at first, I wasn't about to be somebody that was just hitting them up saying, oh, do me this favor. When I first hit up DJs, I was coming with money in my hand talking about something productive. I always had something to show them because I did the first Coast to Coast mixtape, completely by myself, just, with people here in Portland. And, I always had good graphics and things like that. And, I had something to show them, but at the same time, I was coming with something productive that would be, productive for both of us. So, to tell you the truth, that's really how I got it in their ear. And I tell a lot of people that to this day. Artists or anybody who's really trying to do anything, sometimes you got to come with some cash at first. And obviously, we haven't paid anybody to host a mixtape in, over 100 volumes. But, we came with cash in hand with a lot of the big dogs at first with, you're talking DJ Khaled, DJ K Slay, DJ Chuck T, DJ Noodles, a lot of these guys that could lend a big name to us and what we were doing. So, we came with some cash, made it worth it for everybody, and it helped us get to where we are, to be at the point where you don't have to come out of pocket, to mess with people because they just do it on strength of what you got going on at this point.
That's what's up.
What's up right there, man. I'll go ahead and let Future Guru go ahead and get it in real quick. Go ahead, Future Guru.
Okay, I just wanted to let everybody know, since we got him on the line, he can give out his Twitter information first. Let's get that out the way. I wanted to get his Twitter information so we can connect. And we're on live on Twitter as we go on our show also. So let's tell everybody your Twitter page, then I got a question for you.
Okay, the Twitter is at Coast to Coast Mag. So it's COAST, the number 2, COASTMAG, at Coast to Coast Mag. Also hit us up at Coast to Coast DJs, and it's Coast to Coast with the number 2, of course.
Okay, so you guys know who we got on the line tonight, so that's what it is. Oh, yeah, I just actually like to congratulate you, actually just hearing your intro and how you doing your plug just now. So everything shaping up for the 2010 and that regard, when you get off to a good start like that for the new year. Moving to Miami, more DJs in your network. Tell the people about, like, how the steps that you take, like, towards sponsorship and being able to approach these type of guys on that level, Khaled and some of the big dogs. Like, just explain to some of the people that's, like kind of in the dark about what we do. Because basically we are enlightening people, like, on Wednesdays and Fridays with our show. But to have a voice like this, like on the air right now, is a beautiful thing. So there's a lot of people out here that just don't know what's up and going in the right direction for their projects, man.
Right. I mean, the thing is, like I said before, the best thing I ever did in my career was, in building Coast to Coast was, always come correct. you know, come correct when you're talking to people and understand that, that people don't owe you anything. They shouldn't just randomly bend over backwards for you just because you're hollering at them. So anytime you holler at anybody to connect or to get some work done, you know, make sure it's worth it for everybody. And if it's not going to work out for them exposure-wise or something like that, you know, have something else that's worth it for them. And, you know, we come correct with artwork. We always have all of our mixtapes. You know, we try to make sure that we have the best graphics in the game. You know, time after time, we try to make sure that we're the most consistent people, you know, out there putting out material. And so, you know, we try to make sure we do good business no matter what it is, with who it is. You know, I never want to leave a business relationship with a foul taste in my mouth or their mouth by any means. So, you know, I want everybody to be talking good about us. You know, when they leave any kind of situation, whether they were working with us or, you know, we were working for them or they were working for us, whatever the situation is, you know, I want good words to be spoken about my company when I'm not around, you know what I mean? So I think that those are some of the biggest things that we do to make sure that, you know, we continue to grow and, you know, we're able to prosper to this level by, you know, being able to do what we're doing right now.
And that's real talk right there, Fat. We're going to go ahead and open the line for callers. We're going to open the line, but they have to be real quick. No 50 million questions and stuff, drilling them, okay? So we're going to open the phone lines. Call her from the 561. You're live in the building with Little Fats from Coast to Coast Mixtapes, Ebony, and Future Guru fam. Peace. 561?
One, step on up to the phone.
561-574. You here? Live on Lush Radio Online. What up?
Yeah, they done got shy on you. They got shy on you.
I guess they, you know, people sometimes, like, when they get on and stuff, they be like, wow, they actually put me on the line.
Okay, we got some other folks trying to get on Lush Radio.
Yeah, they be trying to be scared and stuff. Like I told y'all earlier, we got the one and only CEO, Little Fats, the brains behind Coast to Coast Mixtape, in the building. Along with that, at 6:30, we're going to have Sarah Keys, our featured Lush Radio model, representing the DMV area. We're going to have Monster on deck. Motivational speakers going to be here in the building also. But right now, we got Little Fats dropping jewels. Little Fats.
Yes, sir.
Question, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you know the reason why I reached out to you, my dude. Cause I done seen you move, I done seen you grind. You know what I'm saying? You know I grind too, son. But I see how you've been grinding. And you know what's crazy? I done been having y'all banner on my site for like mad long, for mad long, man, for real. And I was like, I just like the way y'all guys grind. Y'all been grinding hard body, and I've been seeing y'all move and everything, and I'm just really proud of everything that you're doing, man, for real, you know. And you know what? With everything you're doing, you know, a lot of people will consider, they might think, oh, he might be stuck up or nothing, but he's a good dude. He's a stand-up dude, and I don't tell everybody they stand-up dudes. And I don't fuck with a lot of people like that, you know. So I definitely admire you, Lil Flash, for everything that you're doing, for real.
That's much appreciated. I definitely appreciate that, and you know what I mean? I try to, you know, do my thing and remain humble at all times. It's very important.
That's real talk right there.
That is.
Ebony, you want to go ahead and ask him another question, Sam?
Okay. What I want to ask you as far as, like, your marketing and things of that nature, I know you do have the graphics, and that is for the mixtapes covers, but are you doing also shirts and memorabilia?
Yeah, we got a store on the website. If you go to coasttocoastmixtapes.com, and on the right hand side, there's a tab for the store. We got some different colored T-shirts and sweatshirts. Also, you know, some car decals and stuff like that. You know, a couple little things in there for the artists and the fans and the DJs, you know, that are in our network to get. So, you know, you can go check it out, coasttocoastmixtapes.com. Click on the store tab and see what it do.
That's for sure.
That's what it is. Guru, you got a question for Lil Fats?
Yeah, for sure. I was actually touching on the subject of the caliber of people we trying to have on the show and touching on some of the people behind the scenes in the industry, more or less engineers, producers, of course the DJs, you know, because we actually dealing with the infrastructure of the industry. So just one or two events that you maybe have coming up for our listeners that are very important, you know, as far as your camp goes and what your projects are and how some people may be able to network right in. You know, you can just give that information to us. You know, we'll be appreciative of that.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as, like, actual physical events go, we have our convention coming up, as we were talking about earlier. We're doing a convention every year in New York in August. The exact date and location will be announced here within the next month or two at the latest. So, you know, anybody that's interested in that can check into coasttocoastmixtapes.com, or stay tuned into Lush Radio. I'm sure that they'll be dropping the information on them, as soon as we get it figured out. But, you know, as far as other events and stuff, we're about to be everywhere. We're about to be everywhere in the South. As far as linking up with us, you know, anybody can do that at any time. Go to coasttocoastmixtapes.com. You know, check out what we're doing. Get in contact with us. The contact is on the website. If you're an artist, you can submit at coasttocoastsubmissions.com. That's where you can go to submit your songs. And if you're a DJ, you can sign up for the DJ Coalition at coasttocoastmixtapedjs.com. So, we're looking to get involved with everybody. We have a strong network, and we're always looking to make it stronger. So anybody who's trying to, you know, get down with us, you can always find us on the website and get in contact with us through there, coasttocoastmixtapes.com.
Just real talk right there. Lil Fast, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with being in this industry and being a CEO?
I would say probably the hardest thing for me as far as, you know, building Coast to Coast into what it is probably our location, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. We're based in Portland, Oregon, which is kind of a little pocket that doesn't really have a music, industry infrastructure already set up. It's pretty far. I mean, it's pretty far away from any other markets that have any kind of thing going on. So, you know, we kind of had to hit the internet real hard and use that to catapult us to the level where we could actually, you know, have the revenue to be able to go to places like New York, Atlanta, Miami, and things like that. And, eventually, you know, we got to the point where we're able to actually relocate to some places like that. So I would say one of the biggest things, you know, it's a gift and a curse, because I would have probably never done what I did and went as hard as I did if I didn't have to, if I was in a bigger market. But, I would say that that's probably the biggest thing that's kept us, at the level we were at for so long and made it kind of hard to break out of that. But, you know, once we did, it's kind of better, because a lot of people don't know Portland, don't know what's going on here, so we're kind of the ambassador and, can kind of let people know what's good with it. So, you know, it's a gift and a curse, but I think it's been one of the hardest things to overcome as far as building Coast to Coast into the industry entity that it is today.
Did you ever have any naysayers that said that it wouldn't amount to what it is now?
Of course. I mean, anytime you do anything, there's a lot of people that are going to hate. But I think me in particular, I had a lot of people that hated, especially because, you know, technically I'm an artist, and most people think that you got to be a DJ to put out mixtapes. But, you know, I kind of step back and, I don't mix the mixtapes. I don't do, things like that. So I'm just the CEO, but I'm also an artist. So a lot of people kind of hate on that a lot more, because it's kind of unconventional. They've never heard of an artist, doing this or doing mixtapes or owning a mixtape company or whatever. So, when something is new and different, people are always going to hate on it. So, I got a lot of hate for things like that. And then, also, like I said, a lot of people doubted, maybe not hated, but doubted because of the region that we're from, because they've never heard of it or, they don't know what's popping out here. So, I've definitely had a lot of haters. You always got haters.
That's real talk right there. I'm going to go ahead and open it up to our co-host right there. Ebony, you got a question for Lil Fat. Ebony, you there? Ebony. I don't know if we lost, though. Ebony, you there? All right.
Okay. She's probably right back.
Yeah,
right,
she's going to be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, so Boo, you got a question for
Facts? Of course, yeah, for Facts, that you mentioned your area and the fact that we have a show here that we actually bring in not only to a nationwide audience, okay, and we actually are glad to actually have you on this to, because we consider ourselves to be a platform for people just like yourself. And then we talk about Portland, who may not get the shine, on the regular radio or in certain markets, whether they're urban or pop or billboards. But like she mentioned, like the move to Miami, that's got to be like a monumental moment for your camp. And, you know, I can understand that you're proud. Like some of the networking that you're doing out there, is it basically toward networking more DJs, or is it actually to get into yourself as an artist, as actually your platform? Are you really going to take your artist, the interest as an artist to the next level, or are you just going to be basically behind the scenes?
I mean, I'm going to do both a little bit. Obviously, you know, for the people who know me and kind of know what I do, you know, since I started Coast to Coast, and even before that, the business has always been first.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Coast to Coast is always first. And, you know, I'm actually going to be doing some projects as an artist here soon, and getting, you know, a little bit more onto that end of things. But it really doesn't have much to do with going to Miami. It's just kind of timing of when I was started to get some projects together and ready to release a couple projects as an artist. But, you know, Coast to Coast is always first, so I'm always looking to network with more artists and more DJs, more producers, you know, and, you know, get it in for Coast to Coast. I also got an artist under the Coast to Coast, you know, label. His name is Elijah. And he's got a single called Call Me that's actually heating up right now on some radio in a couple of different markets. So we're looking to push him as well and get him into, you know, into some places to be heard. So business is always first with me. I'll always be an artist, but business is always first. Coast to Coast is always first. And, you know, I'm looking to get it in for Coast to Coast first and foremost when I go to places like Miami, like New York. You know, anytime we do anything, Coast to Coast is always the way into the door. And, you know, it's always, you know, what we rep the most, because that's at the end of the day, that's why we're where we're at right now.
So fast, when I'm going to get that record, when you going to slide me in, man? Stop playing games with me, man. Stop playing with me, dog.
Gotcha.
And I'm respecting my follow on Twitter, man. You play too much, man. You know what? You be hurting my feelings. Stop playing with me.
get at me.
That's what it is. But I'm gonna let my girl Ebony come back. I don't know. I think she had to step off for a second, but she's back. What up, Ebony? Go ahead and ask question for Lil Fast.
My question for you is: you talked about the infrastructure being, you had to go hard because you was in such a little, you know, a little city or what have you, little town. So, what was the infrastructure that you followed by? Like, what was your game plan? Like, when you came up with the idea that you wanted to do your mixtapes, like, what was your game plan being an artist? And what do you plan? And I got two questions. And as you being an artist, are you coming back out with material?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the game plan was really just to do it. You know, we're not really the type to, not that we don't plan, but we're not the type to sit around and plan stuff all day. You know, we're really more the type of people to just do it. If you talk to, like, some of our associates, they'll definitely let you know that that Coast to Coast convention we did last year, you know, we had planned the whole thing from start to finish and did it, you know, in a three-month time period. And it was really the first industry event we ever did. And a lot of things we do are like that. So, you know, we just kind of do it. I didn't really have a game plan. I just knew that I was going to do it, and I just got out there and did it. And you can't really, you know, if you plan too many things out, it ends up not happening because you're trying to plan, okay, I'm going to do this, and then this is going to happen. I'm going to do that, and then this is going to happen. But what you thought was going to happen doesn't always happen, so you really kind of just got to do it. So, you know, as far as the game plan, I want it to be, you know, anytime I do anything, I want to be the best. So the first mixtape I ever did, I wanted to be the biggest mixtapes out, period. So that was the goal. I didn't know how I was going to get there, but I wanted to get there. And, you know, now we're there. So, you know, you just kind of got to do it and just hope for the best and just do the best you can. And as far as an artist, I am coming out with a few projects here shortly, probably another mixtape real soon and then an album. I do have an album that's out on iTunes right now called Young Hustle Volume 2 for anybody who wants to go look it up. I got features on there from, like, J-Rock, Shy Stimuli, a couple people like that. So there's some dope features on there. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do my thing as an artist. Like I said, I've always been an artist. I always will be an artist. So I'll keep putting music out. But, you know, business is first, and coast to coast is what matters most at the end of the day.
That's real talk. And like I said, for y'all checking in, man, we have the CEO of Coast to Coast Mixtapes, Little Fats. We also want to have Sarah Keys, our featured model representing DMV, along with motivational speaker Monster on deck. We dropping jewels on that entrepreneurship and about that business. Little Fats, we got last couple of questions before we bring Miss Sarah Keys in the building. Little Fats, all I can say is I'm proud of you, but the question is, how old are you, Little Fats? Because you're a boss, man. How old are you?
I'm actually kind of young. I'm 21 years old.
Shut up, dog. Let me hear what my co-hosts have to say about that. That is so serious. You are 21 years old, dog?
Yeah, so I started Coast to Coast when I was 18 years old.
Wow, you are a boss. Hey, son, you are definitely a role model to a lot of young cats coming up in the game, for real. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? I hope later on you do some workshops with these little cats that's on the streets, you know what I'm saying, to teach them that they can take some of that knowledge and put it into something productive, like, you know, situations like what you're doing, man. I really appreciate what you're doing, for real. At 18, starting a business and becoming a boss at 21, come on, man. Let's get it. What?
Exactly. Exactly.
What? That's some serious stuff right there, man. We gotta wrap up the questions, and then I gotta end up with the last one so I can bring in Miss Sarah Keys in the building. Guru, go ahead and ask your question real quick, fam.
Well, I just want to say, you know, anything is possible. And you know, we have you know, the young sensation at 21 making moves. So this is why we have the show. I mean, to actually, you know, show that they, you know, to have the ambition. I mean, we gotta put it out here for these young cats, for these people that just think it's too late to start a business. He did it in 3 years. I mean, everybody has to have a plan, but project it. Project what you do for like at least 3 years to see where you want to be. And he can just show you and just maybe, you know, enlighten you on the steps and the obstacles. I might ask him a question about that, but for the most part, there are going to be some obstacles. So I may just want to ask him, you know, maybe his biggest hurdle when he got to the big dog. Along the way, all we got to do is watch out for probably the cats who we trying to trust in building these relationships. So, I mean, as a young cat, you know, for the most part, what was probably your biggest, when you got to the big leagues, what was probably your first, because you're going to have more, but what was probably your biggest obstacle so far when you knew, and then it worked?
Ambition and waking up every day knowing that, you know, what you're building is something that's worth it, something that you're proud of, something that you believe in, and, mm-hmm. you know, to just keep going, because at the end of the day, you know, in the position that people like me are in, it, you know, if you stop, everything stops. So you got to keep doing it and just keep pushing. You know?
You're here first. He said keep pushing. His biggest obstacle is to keep going. Nobody can stop you but yourself. He's putting it out there for y'all. A young man and giving grown folks business to grown folks. We know we ain't got no kids on this show tonight. We probably don't have no 14-year-olds on this show tonight. So for the most part, if you're 18 and up, you're 17 and up, you're trying to get it in, you want to be a big dog, you want to be a boss, it's going to take
possible.
A little time. It's going to take a little time, but it is possible, man. We appreciate Fats on the show tonight, man. This is real talk from the young boss, from the young CEO. Get your mind right, people.
Well,
this is not play night. This is Wednesday show. It's not play night. I got some people coming in. Monster hasn't, as of yet, confirmed, but I got some people that's going to be calling in, Lushy Lush. So before we keep saying Monster, I like, you know, I'm waiting for him to hit me back. You know, he's just generally probably a busy cat on the engineering level, so he could be in the studio. I got him on point, though. He got the number, you know, but that's what we're saying. We got Fats right now, and this is really what it is, a young boss. Young boss is telling young cats, do not stop. The motivation can drive you to the top. Your own. If nobody, you can't go out asking for motivation, man. It's stop it.
That's real talk. That's real talk.
Definitely, and he really needs to, he has a humble personality. I'm just really just feeling his energy. His energy is, like, really positive. So whatever adversity that he has come across, he just had to look at it and say, you know what, the end of the goal is it's worth it. He always saw it just like, Fats, you just always saw the bigger picture in all of it, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man. I'm just proud of this little dude. This boy right, this man right here, I'm just so proud of him because I just been watching his move just like with the Coast to Coast mixtape when it was just like just starting and you were seeing the joint on the line. He was just taking it to the next level, back to back, back to back, back to back, and staying consistent. The consistency is the big thing. That's why I say with Lush Radio, everything that we do in the whole family, everything that we do, you got to stay consistent with it, man, for real. In fact, I'm so proud. I'm proud of you, and I'm just like, you know what I'm saying, I'm honored to have you on the show because I know it's a lot of people. I don't know if this was the first time somebody might have interviewed you. I don't know because I know a lot of cats, you know, they're in the Coast to Coast mixtapes, but, like, you are just, you know what I'm saying, just wonderful. The whole movement is wonderful, and I'm just proud of everything that you're doing. You are definitely a role model for these young cats out here that you can really go out there and set your dream and actually make it possible. For real, you are the epiphany of what, you know what I'm saying, taking your dream and making it into the actual fact. You know what I mean? So sticking to your guns, I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Definitely.
And, you know, it's an honor to be on the show. So everything is much appreciated. I appreciate anybody who, you know, who supports what we're doing and you know, gets involved. So, again, I appreciate it. I'm just happy to be here, and I'm honored to be on the show.
That's what it is, man. Yeah. We got to definitely get you, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, one day get, like, be you a special guest on the on the Hot or Not on Friday, you know what I'm saying, adjust some of this music and everything, man. But like I said, whatever I can do to support you, Lush Radio, the whole staff, whatever we can do to support Coast to Coast mixtapes, whatever, you know what I'm saying, hit me. You already know what it is, man. It's all love, man. And I'm ready for my media passes, man, so I will be hitting you on that convention again. You know what I'm saying? If it's not me coming, it'll be one of the representatives in there representing for real.
That's what's up. Absolutely. Same here. If you need anything, just hit me. Let's get it in.
That's what
Let's
it is.
Let's get it in.
Yo,
when
I,
you spreading out to the West Coast.
What was that?
I said when you spreading out to the West Coast.
What did you say? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said when you spreading out to the West Coast.
When are we spreading out to the West Coast?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we already on the West Coast. That's where we're from.
Yeah, they Portland.
Portland
is the city. Portland, baby. The home of the Trailblazers.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's right. And he's doing it big. Coming out to the East Coast is what he's doing. Yeah, we definitely appreciate that East Coast love. I'm going to have to meet you in Miami, dog.
Yeah, you there, man. Anytime you're there, we getting it in out there.
I'm going to definitely meet you in Miami, fam.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
That's a good look right there. So, like I said, man, y'all need to support Coast to Coast Mixtapes. I'm about to bring Sarah online and on deck in a few seconds. Last thing, put out all your contact information out there, Lil Fats. And then the last one that we want you to answer is, if you could give these young cats some kind of advice, what would it be?
Okay, the contact info, real easy, coasttocoastmixtapes.com. Email is coasttocoastmixtapes@gmail.com. Twitter is @coasttocoastmag. You know, all that. I mean, anywhere you go, type in Coast to Coast, we'll pop up. You know, if I could tell the young kids anything, you know, some of them might be my age, but, if you know, it's keep going. Is, you know, you just got to do what you're doing. It's been 3 years since I started Coast to Coast, so it's taken a while to get here. But even before that, I had, you know, countless, like I said, I've been an artist and a businessman since I was 10 years old, putting out records, signing artists, doing shows. You know, no matter what it was always something. And I failed a lot. You have to fail to succeed. So I failed a lot. You know, I lost money on shows. I lost money on albums. I had artists break up with my label and go through, you know, legal drama. I went through legal drama with a record label. And all these things eventually took me to the point where I was able to start Coast to Coast, and I learned from those experiences and took the knowledge and connections and things I had from that, you know, 7 years or so of experience and used them in this last 3 years to build Coast to Coast. So everything you do, no matter what you're doing, as long as you're doing something, it's right. Even if you're failing, you have to be out there doing it. So that's my biggest thing, and that's what I live by. I just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. And if Coast to Coast hadn't worked out, it would have been something else. But Coast to Coast seemed to be working, so I stuck with it, and now here we are.
Yeah.
I thank you. I'm proud of you, man. And you know it's all love, man. And you rap or you sing, Lil Fat?
I rap. I don't sing. I can't sing. I'll tell you right now, I cannot sing.
So can we get exclusive real quick so I can, before I bring it up, can I get a little, it don't have to be like a 16, can we get a little bit exclusive? A little fan?
Yeah. I'll spit some. let's see here. Yeah, they mad because I'm making money. Rappers want to take it from me. I just chew them up and spit them back because they tasting funny. I don't know if they ingredients right. Either they got a booty flow or they beat isn't tight. I stay in the studio making heaters all night. You can search the globe. There ain't an MC that I'm like. I'm nice. They trying to stand up on a level with me so they can put themselves in a place they never would be. But I simply refuse. I don't fuck with them dudes. I fuck with me and my team. We making nothing but moves. To let you homos know who's been fucking with who, you be on a coast of Coast if I was fucking with you.
They need to relax.
Nigga Lust Radio Online exclusive.
Hey, Fats. Yeah, just for the record, Fats, we blog our show, man. We be sending out emails on our show, man. So that's definitely official stamp, man. Right there. I'm going to be proud to let everybody know who met whoever missed the show. The repeat, hit the on-demand episodes. Blog Talk, Lust Radio, we definitely on demand. We definitely in effect. So we definitely got the official freestyle stamp from you tonight. I'm glad Lust put you on the spot like that, homie.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. She put you on the spot and you came through, homie.
Facts.
What's up?
When I was talking about coming to the West Coast, I was talking about with the events that you bring into New York. Because I didn't hear you mention. That's what I was talking about. But something is going on my phone, so my bad.
Yeah, nah, we like I said, we're doing the event in New York every year, and we're trying to branch out and probably do something quarterly in different places like Miami, Atlanta, and then L.A. I don't know if we'll ever actually bring it to my home city of Portland because, like I said, there's not that too much of an industry infrastructure here, but I'll probably end up bringing down L.A. way or something like that. So, you know, we'll be out here. We're trying to break it up and do some different things. It's just, you know, you can only bite off so much at a time. So, you know, that's what
we're
doing.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it is, man. I'm proud of you, man. Me, Casa, Sue, Casa, Lil Fats. You my dude. I'm going to hit you up on the flip side. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You just, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait till I get a drop from you, you know what I'm saying? When you're free, you know what I'm saying? Because you're the busiest man in the world.
You need
to
send me with an email. It's done.
All right, Fats, man. I love you, man. You my dude, man, for real. That's what it is.
I appreciate being on the show.
Oh,
that's,
man, we got you, man. I'm going to hit you. Got you.
That's what it is. We just said Lil Fats in the building, CEO of Coast to Coast Mixtapes, young boss, getting money, doing it real big. You already know what it is, man. Now, you know what I'm saying, long overdue, we got the wonderful and beautiful Sarah Keys representing the DMV. This woman right here is going hard body, got nominated for Mad Awards out here in the DMV, music videos, doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? She is on deck. She's been featured on Lust Radio Online, Lust Models, along with that Brooklyn Hood Stars. She's in the building, and she's going to tell you more and talk about this modeling industry. Sarah Keys, are you in the building?
Sarah Keys is in the building.
Let me give you some love, baby.
Can I get some handcuffs, please?
Hey, so you're live in the building with our beautiful host in the building. You got Future Guru. live in the building. My girl Ebenezer live in the building.
How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the show and having me as a feature. It's an honor to be here.
Honor to have you. Yeah, just give me your Twitter. I'm going to hit you up. Don't worry.
Twitter? You want the Twitter right now? When everybody that's going to be there. Shout out to everybody who supports me. Shout out to everybody who doesn't support me.
Whoa.
And
I ain't going to talk about them.
And just
they just got their shout out.
Exactly. They need
it.
They need it. They're not appreciated that much. And
wow.
Big shout outs to my mom for getting me into modeling.
Yes, yes. Shout out to your mom and your sisters.
Shout out to mom,
word.
For real.
So
we're going to go ahead and let my girl Ebenezer go ahead and start off with the questions, man. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, how you doing? I just wanted to know, how old were you when you first started doing your modeling?
I never wanted to model. I danced my entire life when I was in Philadelphia. And I moved down here, and I was 16 years old, and my brother saw a Barbizon modeling acting commercial. And he said, Sarah, you'd be great. You'd be perfect in it. I said, nah, I'm really not too sure about that. I really don't want to get my picture taken and all that. So my mom, she took it upon herself to go ahead and call the school, got me enrolled. $1,900 later, I'm in the school, and at the graduation, got signed to my first agency. So 16 years old. But when I went to the modeling and acting school, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to try it out. Fell in love with it. I knew that just like dance, and then I moved to Maryland. I knew this was it. This is what I was going to do for the rest of my life or until I physically could not do it anymore. So 16. And now I'm 24 now, so I'm probably one of the only models who will tell their age. 24.
That's a little talk right there. Hey, Guru, go ahead.
I'm on her Twitter.
Hey.
I like the pics. I like her whole style. I mean, coming up, you actually came up in Maryland area, D.C.?
I moved to Maryland when I was 12 years old, about to turn 13, from Philly.
Okay.
So I'm a city girl stuck in the country.
So, yeah, you definitely actually now with the interviews and the magazines, I mean, it's blossoming. So how's your workload? Is it really popping like you want right now? I mean, is it really – like it's the big time people that we are actually getting to represent now. You have the great magazine interviews and mm-hmm. what we do today is actually for the future. I mean, so how is it building up now with that you got a following and you got gigs going? Like the inspiration, the motivation. What's that like?
Everything, I mean, of course, you always feel like you could do more.
Right.
You think, you know, you always know that there's something bigger, better out there to do.
Right.
But I feel that it's where you start from and how you build it up, no matter how long it takes you, no matter how small the jobs are. It's all about building contacts, connections, networking.
That's true.
You know, so, you know, the little jobs turn into bigger jobs, and I'm still working on the even bigger jobs. I'm almost there, you know, but everything that I've worked
I like to. When I'm sorry, when you get to the magazine level, I mean you're actually becoming the face of what, like, people who aren't there yet,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I look at it when the models are concerned. Once they get the magazine spreads, it's a good look. I think it's a great look, and I'm proud to, you know, that we have you on the show. So I mean, I know you have to keep striving. Gigs, I mean It's hard to turn down gigs. Exactly why? According to what you just said, because a smaller job can turn into a bigger job.
And you never know who you're going to meet on set.
That's right. Absolutely.
So when somebody's looking at you and they're like, oh, you know, well, you know, you shouldn't be doing that, you know, because it's not that big of a deal, or it's not going to get you anywhere. Well, my question to them is, how do you know? Were you on set?
Wow. That's great
you know,
information for everybody. That's great information.
No matter how small it is, you know, it's all about building your resume up. If you start from nothing, who's going to hire you if you're not experienced? You need to get those little experiences. You need to go through. It's kind of like hazing. Before you get into the, before you actually get into the fraternity or the, you know, or the, whatever you have to, you have to go through the hazing process. It's the hazing process that you have to get to in order to get to where you want, you know, to accomplish your goal. So
that's real talk. And Sarah, what do you feel was the hardest adversity that you had to deal with, or different obstacles that you had to deal with?
Oh, wow.
You know, just getting to the modeling industry, just dealing with it in general.
I think I'm still dealing with some, but the hardest thing is knowing your own potential,
mm-hmm.
and not being able to showcase it as hard as you want to because of lack of opportunities.
Oh.
And
true.
When, you know, the DMV is filled with tons of talent, but the opportunities, they literally fly in here and fly out. They fly in from California and they fly back home. And
mm-hmm.
if you're not on your grind and you're not networking, you're never going to know those contacts to be able to find out where these jobs are, how to audition, how to cast for them. And, you know, especially if you're not signed to an agency. I left my agency when I was 18 years old to branch off. And
mm-hmm.
That's another one of my biggest obstacles. I actually left. It's kind of like leaving the nest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had to figure out who I can
mm-hmm.
trust. Because
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of grimy people out there. They try to take advantage of you as a model. Especially
mm-hmm.
if you don't have anybody that has your back in the industry. You don't know
yeah.
who to trust. You don't know, you know, when you go to a job, if, you know, even if you did shoot with somebody and you brought an escort with you the first time and you don't bring an escort the second time, now they know an escort's not coming with you. What's going to happen?
Wow.
You know, so it's all about learning who you can trust and making your circle very small and letting only a certain amount of people in it that you know is going to have your back, that if something goes down, it's going to go down before you even get there. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, and then another obstacle I'm still kind of going through, but I think I'm well accepted. I'm a white girl in the urban industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's an up and there's a down.
Mm-hmm.
There's an up that no matter what, you do a music video. They say, okay, we want a white girl and a Puerto Rican because there's a lot of black girls. I'm the number one girl they're going to come to because I'm one of the only white girls in the DMV that's actually doing something. That's one of my pluses. Downfall, you get a lot of crap when you go, you know, certain places. Half the girl, you know, half the people, you know, they're really accepting. But then other girls, it's kind of like, oh, why is she doing that? She's only doing that because she's white, this and that. Or you don't get picked for jobs because you're white. You know, you're not what they're looking for. But my mom blessed me with a curvaceous body to work with, so.
Nobody's arguing with that. I'm on your Twitter. I'm not arguing. That's true. Hi, mom.
Wow.
Hi, mom.
Shout out to your mom.
I get it from my mama. But, I mean, there's so many obstacles that you actually really do have to go through. And, you know, even when you do set a goal and you get to the goal that you try to get to, the people that stop are never going to get to the top because they settle at below the top, because when you get to the top, there's always further to climb.
Mm-hmm.
There's always more to learn. There's always,
okay.
you know, bigger and better jobs to come along. There's always new artists that need models that come out every single year, you know, so.
I just want to touch on something you said when you left the agency.
Mm-hmm.
How was that immediately leaving? Did they try to anything like slick as far as getting you when you got your gigs, when you went out on your
no.
own? Stayed in the same area as your agency, or did you leave the area?
No, well, my agency was based out of Baltimore and New York. And when I was 18, I put myself on an active with them. And they were a non-exclusive agency anyway. But basically with those jobs, I just couldn't go back to the clients that she hooked me up with without giving her the 15% that, you know, because she introduced me to that client.
Mm-hmm.
But I left the agency because she wasn't getting me the jobs that I needed. Like I told you, I felt like I had all this potential, but I couldn't showcase it.
You felt like she just kept you in a certain perimeter.
No, she kept me in like the more promotional jobs. I'm like, you can get any Joe Blow on the street to go ahead and hand out Budweisers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna be walking around handing people Budweisers when I should be, like, in a video with a glass of champagne in my hand, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just knowing, it's about knowing, you know, your worth and knowing what you actually want to do and going for it.
My question to you is that my question to you is that what do you want to do futuristic?
Futuristic.
Like after the modeling, you know, after you're, you reach the top and you've excelled, like what is the next? And you can use this for a vehicle to get to where you want to go. So where do you want to be?
Well, see, that's a lot. That's what that's a lot of thing. Some females, they use the modeling to act as like a stepping stone to get to where they really truly want to be at. Like take Angel Lola Love for an example. She's one of the hottest models in this area. She branched off to do rap. She wants to be a rap artist. She used the modeling to get into the industry to do what she really wants to do, which is rap. So I'm not taking this as a stepping stone to do anything. I'm like an entrepreneur. I want to do everything. So even if I'm the number one paid model in the country, I want to be the number one top paid model in the world.
Mm.
And my mom has always said, you have to have a plan B. From day one, she said, if this doesn't work out, da-da-da-da-da, you have to have a plan B. I've always told her, I said, Mom, you don't understand. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life until I can't do it anymore. And by then, I'll be set. But I told her, I said, if you have a plan B, you've already given up on your plan A, and I refuse to fail. So if you know that you have a plan B to fall back on, you're not going to work that. You're not going to work as hard as you really need to work to get to that one goal, because you'll be like, oh, well, you know, I have this plan B to fall back on, so just in case this doesn't happen. Well, I'm not saying just in case. I have, you know, I'm going to make sure that I'm stable with myself, you know, just in case an accident happens that I have no control over, which forces me that I can't model. So I'm getting into real estate.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. You're doing something, you know, else to fall back on. Real quick, Sarah, we got some callers on the line. We're going to open the line. We got our featured model, Sarah Keys, live in the building representing the DMV. We had a little fast, the Coast to Coast mixtape that was up earlier on deck. We got a caller from the 703. That sounds like Virginia over there. Ask your questions. You only got one question. Be quick with it. You know what I'm saying? Because the phone lines do get jammed. Caller from the 703. You're live on Lush Radio Online. Peace. Where you repping?
Yo, what's up? It's St. Anger, baby.
Oh, Saint.
Yo, I'm repping VA, of course. And I don't really have a question because I'm a big Sarah Keys supporter. And, like, she is the number one model in this area to me. So I'm calling in just to show my support. And that's all I really wanted to say. You know what I'm
Saint,
saying?
Saint, I love you. Saint's actually, Saint, he won the best rap artist in VA for the for the DMV
Award.
I've worked with Saint on a few projects, and he's a hot artist around here.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yo, thanks so much. I'm in Connecticut right now. I'm about to do a show tonight. Thanks so
good
much.
Good money. You got to do them shows, man.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Got to do them
Saint.
Shows.
Hey, you know
what? Do them shows. Word.
What's up? Thank you so much. Thanks for coming through and calling in, man. We appreciate that. Caller from the 917, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with the beautiful Sarah Keys.
Okay. I'm from NY. New York is in the building, definitely.
What's your name, fam?
I go by Young Money Dre. I'm a rap artist.
Hey,
Young Money Dre. That's what's up. Then you hit me on Twitter today, didn't you? This is that Dre?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, shout out to Dre. All right. You got any questions for the beautiful Miss Sarah Keys, bro? She's popping on Twitter. Make sure you follow her.
Oh, I definitely was sitting here listening to her, you know, talking about how she coming from the bottom to the top. Like, I definitely respect her grind. Like, you know, like, I hear a lot of stories about when it comes to models and, you know, rappers is like the same boat almost, except y'all going different directions. And then I was just listening to her talking about how most dudes, like, I try to go rap and use that as a stepping stone and want to be actors. So, like, she really is right about a lot of things, and I really respect her grind, and I like what she's doing, and I want her to keep on going with it.
Thank you, Dre.
Yeah. We bringing real radio
so
back.
Lush
Radio
up,
Online. Yeah.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you, Dre, for real.
No problem. Definitely good looking for y'all. Y'all be showing me love on Twitter, too. So I definitely got to show love back.
That's awesome. We appreciate Young Dre coming through New York in the building.
Yeah, we need him on that Hot or Not, too.
That's what it is. We need to get on that Hot or Not. Call
yeah,
us
man.
From the 212 New York in the building. Yeah. Again, what up? Yeah, you tell us where you're from. What's your name, baby? You're live with Sarah Keys. What up?
What up? 212.
What up, what up? What up, my name is Money L. You heard me?
Yeah, Money L. This is my dude. This yeah, Money. I need you to hang on the line because Monster ain't even here tonight, man. Just stay on the line if we can. Money L from Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to AK Chop. You know what I mean? This is Money L from Brooklyn representing Seawood Records. And, you know, right now we're going to show some love to the beautiful Sarah Keys. Show us some love on Money L. And follow her on Twitter. Ask her something, Money L. We might need her for a video, Money L.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I caught the tail end of what she was saying about the plan B and all that. I'm feeling that, you know what I mean? Because you're right. Like, when I came in this game as a young dude. I never had a plan C, a plan B. I only had a plan A, was to make it to the top. You feel me?
Yep.
And I went a lot of ways. So by her saying that really showed me that people really following the formula. You can't have
true.
A plan B when you're trying to make it in this industry. You got to have one plan. Like they say, I remember this movie, the Taylor Hackett Days. The dude was like, yo, if you're not first, you're last.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That right there, that's real. Like follow those and follow that. Like whatever you do in the world, whatever you do in this industry, just know that nobody cares about, you know what I'm saying, the person that came in second. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Exactly.
Nobody cares.
This is real talk from Brooklyn, NY. And, you know, this
Sarah,
is Jersey,
I got a
DMV.
For you.
Go ahead, baby.
Sure.
When I was sitting there and I was asking you regarding anything else that you wanted to do, I can see you, like, doing some mentoring with the new models that's coming in, you know, because that want to be independent, that don't want to go through an agent, that just
right.
want to come in. So, you know, how do you feel about that, like, taking somebody under your wing and showing them the ropes?
Well, I feel, I mean, that's definitely something that I would want to get into, you know, once I've accomplished everything that I want to accomplish. Like, I feel right now I'm kind of in my selfish mood where, you know, I'm trying to get to the top, and it's kind of like, I can be a mentor, but as far as taking somebody, like, really under my wing and, you know, trying to get into the same game that I'm into, this is a cutthroat industry. You know, and you know, I can give advice to anybody. I could, you know, be anybody's mentor if they wanted me to be. But I feel to take somebody right now, the position that I'm in, you know, in the industry right now, that I need to get where I'm trying to go. I need to focus on me right now. And but definitely, you know, once I accomplish all the main goals that I really want to accomplish and get to where I'm trying to go, you know, like King Magazine, Source Magazine, you know, top music videos, then, of course, I'd love to, you know, because a lot of younger girls, you know, trying to get into the modeling industry, they're confused. They think
right.
that it's one way and it's another. They think that you can act
right.
a certain way and it'll get you something when it won't. They think that, you know, they have to be a certain way and they really don't. And I think that a lot of models that they, you know, they're trying to, you know, really come up into the industry, I think they don't have a clear understanding because of what he says to them or what she says to them or, you know, the different backwards and sideways advice that all these, you know, these grimy people are trying to put in their head. It's like they're being brainwashed of something that they need to be, and they really don't. So,
exactly.
I definitely, when I feel that I'm where I'm trying to be at, you know, go back and, you know, even start a modeling school and don't charge.
Wow.
You know.
Okay, so a non-profit organization.
Non-profit organization. I mean, that's definitely,
that's
I mean, tough. If I have the money for it, why not?
Definitely. We truly appreciate you, Sarah. Tell us some of the places, you know what I'm saying, you know, you've been featured and all that stuff. I know you definitely been featured on Lush Radio Online. You know
Lush
what I'm saying?
Lush Radio. Mm-hmm. There are tons of online, different online radio magazines and sites. I just recently got accepted onto hiphopvideomodels.net under the experienced model. I tried, you know, I kept on sending in my pictures and my bio, my resume, and they just said I didn't have enough experience. They would put me on the aspiring model site. And I'm like, I don't want to be on the aspiring model site. I want to be on the experienced model site. So I set a goal, and I kept working and working and working and working. And I sent them my bio and my resume last year in 2009, and they sent an email finally back, congratulations. Now I'm up there with Coco, with Angel Lola Love. I'm on there with Vita Guerrera. I'm on there with Melissa Ford. You know, so that was one of my accomplishments of 2009. So that was my accomplishment for the last since 2004. I just shot for the Best Media Outlet winner, the Capital Magazine. That's going to be print.
That was hot. Seeing that video.
That's just the video. That's just the video, honey, okay? We're talking the magazine. The print magazine is coming out.
Can you be sure to tweet those?
Oh, I will. Twitter, I will.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A happy Twitter dude.
Stiletto Talk magazine. And actually, just recently, I had this. I'm not even going to put the name out there like that. I'm not even going to put the person on blast. But there's a magazine who actually came at me. I put it on my Facebook. Wanted me to pay $150 to shoot with their photographer, a $15 processing fee to be in their magazine. Really?
God.
Really?
Yo, who does that?
Where they do that at?
All of those. Like, run that by me again, even. Like,
yes.
Knock it off.
I'm like, really? Really? She's like, oh, that's chump change, what you have to, you know, pay for, you know, whatever.
I guess she didn't know who she had in her office.
Apparently.
Wow.
Let me back up one second. Let me reintroduce myself. My name's Sarah Keys. You cannot play me like that, so.
That's out there. I think that's out there. Well, if we don't block, we're going to block that. Please don't.
Let me reintroduce myself.
Best Radio Online is on demand. All you got to do is log on www.blogtalk/LushRadioOnline. You will be able to hear this anytime you want. Don't play with Sarah Keys.
Do not play.
Do not play.
Yeah. I took ballet. I can get my leg real high.
Wow. Oh, wait a minute. Is that on YouTube, too?
I'll
kick
somebody in
their head. Pull up, yo. I need to know if that's on YouTube, because I need proof, yo.
Yeah.
Tell us again where we can check you out at and everything. Put all that contact information, anything that's new right now at the moment. And the last thing is, what kind of advice would you give some of these young girls getting into the game?
Okay. If you forget or don't write down or whatever, Google it. Google Sarah Keys. Every site, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace that you need to know about me is on there. You can go on MySpace/SweetSarah96. You can, on my Facebook is Sarah Keys. Twitter, Model Sarah Keys. And definitely check out. Keep an eye open for the Capital Magazine that's dropping, hopefully in the next 2 weeks. Lifeblood, Bobby Valentino music video that's actually shooting now. I'm at the 8 to 12 slot. DNY just shot their music video. He's based out of Atlanta, so that's dropping this week. And check out Ola Saint's stuff because it's really hot. He has a lot of projects coming up, too.
Follow me back, Sarah.
Oh, I'm a follow right when we get off the phone.
I got you.
And I follow everybody that follows me on Twitter, so.
That's right. Do your thing.
And the best advice that I, you know, have for models that are, you know, aspiring models, if it's a passion of yours, don't ever stop. And do it for the right reason. Model because you can't see yourself doing anything else. And if you can actually go through every obstacle in your life and that's the one thing that you still hold on to, that's what you're meant to do. If you just like the idea of being a model, but you don't want to put in the work, and it's a lot of hard work, do it for fun. Just don't.
It
really has to be a passion, and you have to put in the legwork, and it takes a lot of time. And it takes a lot of dedication. This is my quote that I always live by. You have to have the three D's to succeed: drive, determination, and dedication. Because if you don't have that in any aspect of your life, you're not going to get anywhere. And as long as you have that and as long as you live by that, you can and will do anything. So
that's
my advice.
I love you, Stella. I love you, girl.
I love you, girl.
Damn, let me jump in the middle of that.
We love you, too.
Leave me out. Don't leave me out. Ebony, where you at? Shit, man.
I'm listening at you. I'm just hanging out.
Don't be leaving us out. Group hug up in this mug,
yo. I was about to say that. We're going to be a big group
hug. Off. Knock it off.
Two Hopper Radio Guru, you is a mess.
Yeah.
Y'all already know. I love y'all.
We all took, but I love that dude, though, man. Crazy. Stella, when can we get in contact with you? Put that Twitter out, man.
Twitter is Model Sarah Keys. ModelSarah Keys, KEYS. So. And I Twitter all the time, even the Twit Pics. I do Twit Pics sometimes. And I'm getting a new phone, so it has the application for the Twitter on it, so it's going to be, like, on and popping soon.
Yeah.
On. It's going down.
That's all what right. It is. It's official. And we might be having Sarah Keys in one of the Brooklyn Hood Star, you know what I'm saying, videos for Tucson Ali, so she might be in one of them joints, too. Early, but you know what I'm saying, we building. I love you, Sarah Keys, man.
Love you, too. Thank you so much
for having me.
Hey, you love you, babe.
We love you.
Wow. It's all love. We know you got to get to that photo shoot and, you know, give them that extra sexy on.
Well,
hurry up now.
You know it. The curvature.
Yo, twit pick that junk. Twit pick that junk.
What's that?
Twit pick that junk.
I can't. It's a closed set.
Oh, shoot. It's a closed set. All right, we'll catch you on the other twit picks then.
That you definitely will.
I'm going to be waiting.
That's what it is, girl. I'm gonna call you on the flip side, babe. That's what
definitely.
It is. 17 in the building for real. That's what
Thank
it is.
You so much.
No problem, babe. Call Sarah Key, check her out, you know what I'm saying? Hit her up. She the one. You know what I'm saying? For real. Y'all need that video, Vixen? Sarah Keys it is. Y'all know what it is. We're gonna go to a quick song and we're gonna go ahead and bring my dude from NY in the building who's gonna drop some jewels, you know what I'm saying, in a second. So we're going to go ahead and go and I'm actually going to play this joint that called Amazing that your man Killer Kale actually did. You know what I'm saying?
You
going to
play that joint? Oh, wow. That's just something I did for these cats that think it's a game, man. I just lend my services to help other people. Yeah, I'm talented and all that. And, you know, but for the most part, if anybody want to step up as on an engineering level and get at me, FutureGuru100@gmail.com. I mean, between me and my man, I mean, I got 400 songs that I produce. I write music, hooks, bars. Just don't sleep on me. So for the most part, if you want to hear something, listen to my man's track. He's Go Postal on Twitter, GOPOSTLE. And it's all pre-production over there. This song ain't mixed. It ain't nothing. I go in there and I spit bars for 10 minutes and I leave. That's it. It's easy for me. So what y'all hearing is just something that's going to need to be mixed. So we asking y'all to step your game up. We bringing engineers to this show, producers to this show, record label owners, all types of people. So if I could do something for somebody, then I'm going to ask y'all to do something for us. That's all we doing here.
One hand washes the other.
Networking. Knock it off. It's not that serious, but I am nice. You can rock that, Lush. That's for my man Go Postal. He going to love that you played that joint. That's what it is. Let anybody hear.
It's not massive, but, you know, he was doing his thing, throwing his vocals on the joint. You know, Kelby going in the studio doing his thing and everything. So
why not?
You going to throw this joint, you know what I'm saying? Check it out.
Welcome to Go Post Productions. My name, Killer Kel. How I feel. I see you with the snakes, your old camp, real fake. Talk about real, cause you don't know the deal. Make me act up, cause it's real in the field. You act like you don't know, I'ma show you how I go. Yeah, I spin records till the crowd get reckless. Pump the volume up, I'm always in the cut. Everywhere I go, see the boss run the show. Black Escalade, ESV on 24. Gangsta shit, black rims, Lambo doors. Even if you saw something, keep your mouth closed. Every time out, smash single like this here. It's in the record store, that's money all year. Better try to sign me, I'm on the loose, find me. Killing with the bar, spit it like I'm retarded. I'm on my business shit, I mean I'm killing shit. So just turn it up, I know you feeling it. What I'm looking for, big check, hell yeah. Come and try to sign me, I wanna be a millionaire. This the Jersey, is my tracks from the ghetto, certainly. Keep grinding, that's what my purpose be. Used to turn bitches out just like the worker bee. All purpose pimping, Cadillac tripping. See the boys in the south ride clean, candy dripping. Them boys up north ride dirty, pistol gripping. East Coast cats getting old school zone depth. Down south boys got the choppers in the depth. Light your whole block up, ask who's next. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Light your whole block up, ask who's next. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? We got this music out here. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah! Killer Cal. You could Google me. Future Guru 100. For Irvington.
That entrepreneurship and everything like that. That was your boy, Killer Cal, you know what I'm saying? With
wow.
Your man, Go Postal on the track, you know what I'm saying? He was going in doing his thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? You know, if you're an engineer, whatever, you want to mix that down or you want to get in the studio with your man, Killer Cal, you know what I'm saying? I'll let you do.
Somebody going to holler at me in a minute anyway. I might as well take an engineer or two with me, shit.
We had Coast to Coast Mixtapes in the building. Lil Fast, the CEO. Young Boss was dropping some real jewels. That's my dude right there. Support that dude. We had a beautiful, wonderful Sarah Keys, man. She looking bad on her Twitter. So y'all need to follow that model, Sarah Keys. She's an official Lush model. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what it is, man. And we're going to bring our man from the 212 live back in the building. And I think we got another caller, too, man. We got another caller. Caller from the 617. What's good?
Yeah.
What's good?
That sounds like Jewels from Decipher Entertainment right there.
Yes, sir. What's going on, y'all?
That's Boston on the house. Yeah, we got Ebenisha Jewels and the beautiful Lush, Lushy Lush of Lush Radio on the line. My two co-hosts, Ebenisha and Lushy Lush.
And you
got
You got your man from 212 in the building.
Money L's still on the line. Money L's on the line too. That's what it is. Good looking, Money L.
Oh yeah. Come on, man. You know it's nothing.
That's what it is, Money L. Appreciate that.
Hometown, baby.
What's good, Jules? Tell us about Mr. Harvey. I just got Mr. Harvey rocking on the mixtape MP3 promo. Like he got two joints on there. He got Just Me on there, and he got the new track I just put up.
Nice scene
is off the chain.
Yeah,
I got it on Twitter popping. You already know. Tell us about the projects, baby.
I'm representing Decipher Entertainment. You know, me and Mr. Harvey, co-CEOs of the company. A label out here in Boston. We've been doing it for like 4 years now, and you know things are starting to pop off. I mean, my dude just won a crazy showcase up here, so we about to go in the studio with Jimmy Kendricks.
Mm.
If you don't know who he is, Google him. Get familiar, dude.
We know he go hard body with them beasts, man, for real. My artist is actually working with him out there, and why?
Okay.
So I actually, So you know we got a movement here. And Lushy Lush, just for the record, Lushy Lush, this is who I spoke to you about, who I suggested be a part of the Street Queens movement. You know I'm bigging up the Street Queens movement wherever I go. And I'm asking you that we take a look at Jules, you know, so she could be a part of the movement. And I will send the forward and following information and accordingly, properly timed.
No doubt.
You already know. Lush.
That's what it is, man.
Yo, big shout out to Sarah Keith. She was dropping some knowledge, man. Big shout out to
her.
Well,
I appreciate you getting on the line with us tonight, though. You know, that's what it is right there, showing that love from Boston. Tell us what's popping out there in Boston. Is it the club scene? Is it the show scene? What's good?
Man, Boston, we got a little something going on here. I think it's about Boston time to get on the map and go crazy. Like, got a lot of people coming out. You know that Mass by Miles is out there, and you got Smoke Bolger, you know, they doing their thing with Rick Ross real big. So, you know, Boston about to come out lovely on the map this year. I feel like it's bubbling up here. It's definitely bubbling, you know.
But we appreciate you calling. We got my man Money L. And we're going to let Lush take it. You're going to let Lush take it away. We just glad that Jewels could get on. These are my people. For everybody that don't know, Mr. Harvey and Decipher and Jewels supports Mixtape MP3 Promo Heavy. And I appreciate her calling tonight. And I appreciate Lush. I appreciate Lushy Lush. Tell them your Twitter. Tell them your Twitter, Jewels.
It's J Chameleon. That's J-K-A-M-I-L-I-O-N. J. Chameleon. You can also check that www.mrharvey.com. You're going to be hearing a lot from him real soon. Like, you know, we've been out there doing shows in New York and killing it too, you know. So we all over the place, man.
You already know New York. So they not just staying in their town. They getting out doing these shows. And for people that's not motivated, you better get motivated to do shows, man. Else you ain't going to be nobody, man.
Since we're talking about Boston, shout out to my man from Cheddar DVD, Alby. That's my dude right there. Shout out to Alby, Cheddar
too.
DVD. Y'all already know what it is.
Too.
And also they got a magazine. It's called Hooters. I think Looters Magazine. Looters Magazine. Shout out to Looters Magazine from Boston too. You know what I'm saying? Boston Celtics. You already know what it is. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody in Boston for real. They show mad love. Shout out to my people who's prolific out there too in Boston.
Linked up with him this weekend too. We out here doing it, man. Prolific, the Fur King.
Yeah, the prolific is my people's right there, yo, for real.
Okay,
that's
what's up.
Yeah, but we appreciate you, man, coming through, Jules, for real, man. Make sure y'all support the young lady doing her thing in the game. Support her, hard box, man. Yeah.
Holla at me. I do that graphics too. I'm heavy with the graphics. So anybody holla at me on my Twitter. You can check me at Designs too. That's the company Design Graphics. So I do a little bit of, and I'm an engineer. So take me with you, Guru. I heard you just now.
Wow, definitely need your. I need your assistance,
wow.
Yo. See how beautiful this is. How Lush Radio Network. Enormous,
wow.
Worldwide. We not just local, y'all. This is global, worldwide business, man. Whether we in our nation, we going to take y'all out the nation in a minute, overseas, wherever. Because we got
to
Stop Beat From Radio broadcasting in 65 countries. Please don't forget Money Matt and shout out to Stop Beat From Radio. So, and shout out to our sponsors right now, Strictly Bump One and OhanaShop.com. You already know, man. We got our sponsors. We getting more. And Lush Radio Online Diverse Media Group is here, and we ain't going nowhere, man. Wake up, y'all.
Real talk, shout out to HH Radio in the building, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to HH Magazine, you know what I'm saying? They all show love, you know what I'm saying? And also shout out to my microphone Bully, you know what I'm saying? That's my brother, you know what I'm saying? That whole movement, it's a family, indiehiphop.net. You already know what it is, man. We making moves, man. We making real stupid moves.
And Lush. Tell them about last week's show, Lazy K, and shout out to Fresh Queens, Fresh from South Queens. We know that's on Twitter, popping off. DJ Lazy K, shout out to Murder, and shout out to Fresh South Queens, QNS, Fresh South QNS. That's the group y'all need to be checking out, and they supporting us. And y'all see the recognition we getting, y'all see them shouting us out, then that means we ain't going to stop then.
That's what
exactly.
It is, man. Shout out to Sky High ENT with Two Wise, Killer Slooty, T Bird, all of them. Shout out to Mitch Montana, Free Max B, Jump on the Wave and Get Washed Up. You know what I'm saying? And yo, on Microphone Bully did last week Sunday, yo, we had Mia X, we had Spliff Star. Spliff Star was going in. We're gonna try to get Spliff Star in the building, you know what I'm saying, also. And just confirmed today, we will be having Jagged Edge this Friday.
Uh-oh. All right.
Jagged Edge will be on the show this Friday. It's not a game.
I better tune in.
It's not a game. Pay attention.
Next week, Tuesday, we got 8-Ball and MJG, man. Come on, man. Come on,
man. Holla at
you,
bro. Holla at us, man.
Come on, now. Come on.
Who y'all want next? Which y'all want next, man? We might have to whip it up. We might have to whip it up, man. Quest or something?
Next week, Friday, we're going to have Dang Greasy. Come on, man. Come on, now.
Wow, that's
a
good look.
Y'all sound important, man. That's what it is.
Yeah, we got Money L in the building. Money L, tell us about AK Chopping, too, man. What's up with that AK Chop?
Yeah, man, that's the project I've been working on, man. I've been going in 100% with that, like, you know what I mean? But
representing that Brooklyn, man. Tell
yeah,
them about
AK
that Brooklyn.
Yeah,
tell
AK
about
Top.
This Brooklyn movement, man.
Well, what it is, you know, you see how Brooklyn is. Brooklyn is like a Brooklyn is like Orange, you know what I mean?
Yes,
we get it in. It's like we got a whole bunch of artists out there that's trying to crawl, like trying to crawl up out the basket, whatever. But it's only but so much that's gonna
occur.
Do, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody trying to doing anything. Mayno, you know what I mean? That's the fam right there. Black Flags, my man Uncle Murda.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He was once, you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? But now, you know, I got AK Chopper coming up out of Marcy Projects. You know what I'm saying? Down there, I know y'all know about Marcy Projects.
Shout out
old.
To Marcy Projects, man.
Shout out to Jig Marcy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got my man.
Miss Bleak.
And Bleak, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Source Money, Big Jazz. I mean, everybody out of Marcy that did their thing, but Chop is like the project now that I'm running with. You know what I mean? I done worked with everybody that was in Marcy. I worked with Jay. I was on a whole Rockefeller movement with the whole, you know what I'm saying, with Bleak, everybody, you know what I mean? But.
Word.
You know what I mean? You know, like I said, man, the project not to work on is Chop. You know what I mean? But y'all going to see a lot from Chop. You know what I mean? I know my man been blasting Chop off early. Every time I go on Twitter, I see my man doing Chop records.
Oh, yeah, I ain't got no choice, man. I show this in Brooklyn
love.
Love.
I respect that. You know what I mean? And definitely
Brooklyn, baby. I got roots in Brooklyn. That's all it is, man. You know how we do.
And it starts from here. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? You, in order to pick a diamond, man, you got to dig through the dirt. You know what I mean? You don't find a diamond in the sky. You got to look in the dirt for that diamond. So my man AK is at the dirt, you know what I mean? So I'm digging him up, and I'm showing him to the people, like, look, this is a diamond. I got to catch on and see what's going on. But, you know, people, if they don't see shit, like, if the thing ain't in their face, like, they don't see it, you know what I mean?
That's right, man.
They don't see it, so you got to grind, you know what I mean?
That's why I'm encouraging everybody to go to my Twitter and check out them joints I'm dropping from AK Chop. I got two of them up there, that Hard Nigga
Logic,
99 Jacks.
99 Jacks, we about to shoot the video for that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so pay attention, y'all.
Yeah. I got a nice little situation.
What's your Twitter?
Oh, it's Money L. Money L for real.
Money L for real. I will be tweeting that. It's on my timeline, man. Y'all know
definitely
me already. Future Guru 100, man. Go check out my Twitter, y'all.
Yeah,
Money L for real. I'm about to Twitter that right now, man. I'm live on Twitter right now, man.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. Like, I got a lot of, like, AK Chop, like, remember that name, because that name about to be, like, a household name in a minute. The way I'm going like 1,000 with this, you know what I'm saying?
That's
and I got, like, a nice little situation for him, too. Like, you know what I mean? It's about to be, like, a little, I got a couple labels that's interested, but like I said, I'm not taking nothing. I learned from the best that's doing it right now. My man Hov taught me everything, and that's another shout out to Big Dame. Dame is another one I looked out to. You know,
right,
and a lot of people forgot about Dame when we was on Rock, but Dame is a good dude. Like, you know what I mean? No matter the media doing right now, trying to blast his name or whatever, Dame,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, for what it is, he's a good dude. He showed a lot of love to a lot
well,
of people.
Just that you touched on that. How hard is it to see that happen? Somebody that's from your hood, and you know that gave and came and got jokers. When the media slam them after they get to that level and then they get slammed. Yo, how hard is that, man? I done seen it happen too. I don't even put it out there. But how hard is that, yo?
The media did most of that. Like, Jay and Dane don't really have no problems. Like, what it is whatever happened between them, those are two grown men. They came in the game together. They made a lot of money. The media took it to another level and made them create, like, a little anger with, you know what I mean? It's like, you know how the media, the shit with Biggie and Pac. The media creates whatever happens. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't have no bad blood towards nobody in Harlem. I love Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened, like, that whole shit with, like, with Cam and Jimmy, the media did that. They, you know what I mean? It's like, and the thing is, success
like Jay's success bring envy. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, he's the one that's on top of the mountain right now. Everybody want to get to the top of the mountain, and you know Jay doing kicking them off. So of course they're gonna throw rocks at him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what the media helping all that, man.
Yeah, and don't y'all forget, man. Don't y'all get slick on Twitter either, man. Y'all know I got watchdogs on Twitter. Twitter is the media, so watch yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
And don't come sideways with all this stuff, man. Y'all know how to. Y'all, the media can do it, and just like you see, how that got out of proportion. If somebody get a little Twitter beef going, they be like, "Do you know what? That's wide open on Twitter. I know I got to do something. Knock it off, man."
Yeah, Twitter is crazy, man. That's
that ain't real.
Real quick, go ahead, Ebony, and ask a question real quick, fam.
Maniel, my question to you is that you're doing your thing with the AK Chopper. So what else is coming out after his? His song and his video, as you pushing his music. What else do you want to see for him in the future?
Well, whatever. Like, the thing is, like I said, I'm building this from the bottom, you know what I mean? Because I'm working on this project, you know what I'm saying? This is like my baby, like my personal project. So I want to see whatever, like, you know what I'm saying, from this music to, I heard somebody say about people getting in this game, they get in the game to do music and they do movies, but at the end of the day, it's all a check. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting into this game to get a check. I don't work my ass off trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, did it for the, like, I love music, but right now I'm worrying about that check. So whatever happens after the music, like, after the, you know what I mean, if I could create that buzz to get to another level to, you know what I'm saying, get a check from doing movies, doing these little, what's that shit called? I'm sorry if I'm cursing. You know, getting these sponsors, you know what I'm saying, to get that money. And that's another thing to put out there beside the AK Chopper thing, the Blueprint 3 tour. I'm taking all sponsors right now. My man Bleak got a bus, and I'm taking all sponsors. Holla at me. Money L for real on Twitter. I'm putting that out there.
That's what it is. So, Money UL, can you put out, like, you know what I'm saying, any new projects besides the Chopper situation?
Finding artists. I'm looking for artists, definitely. SeaWoodRecords.com, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely looking for artists. And, I mean, like I said, I'm working with Lil Gita K, Ike the Don, you know what I mean? I heard him from Redman. I got my man Casino Chip from Arizona, my man Dollamentary, you know what I'm saying? I got Vinny Idol. He putting out a project, too, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm working with a lot of different people. You know what I'm saying?
Real quick, my artist I do publicity for True Son Ali, cause he doing some joint with that cat too, and shout out to Mike Bully too, Microphone Bully fam. You know what I'm saying? You definitely doing some work out there in the BK, man. I need to link up with you with my artist on some situations, man, for real.
What's his name?
His name is True Son Ali.
Oh, okay. Definitely. Send me some work on it. My MoneyL, what's my email? MoneyL22@gmail.com. You know what I mean?
Is that the number right there? That 212 number?
That's an office number.
That's an office number. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I never answer this phone.
Okay. All right. So
my cell phone. I ain't gonna put that out there. But when you email me, I send you matter of fact.
Actually, you know
Google,
what?
Google, you got my number, right?
Just go ahead and DM me on Twitter. It's Lush Radio Online and stuff. DM me, or I just go to I just holler at Google and stuff. But just DM me on Twitter.
Yeah, Google got my number. That's my man. Google. Shout out to Guru too, my man from Jersey.
You
already know,
man. Good money. Like I said, man, real quick, since we're talking about entrepreneurship and everything, man, what are some of the things that you feel like, you know, people need to know when they're trying to step into the industry or any type of business?
They need to know what they're getting themselves into. Like, this game is not, like, it's not a game. Like, people think, like, I'm going to get in the game, I'm going to get famous and all. It ain't that serious. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people that's famous became famous because that's what they wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people who are talking about they want to get in the game to do this, they got to know exactly what they're trying to do and go for it, because this game is like, it ain't no love in this game. It's no love. Like, you know what I'm saying? The only one that's going to love you is your crew.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, people outside your crew, they don't know you. They don't care. Everybody got their crew that's trying to eat. So it's like a, you know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to climb the same ladder. They're going to kick you off that ladder. So you got to understand, like, if you're going to be a model or you're going to be a producer or a songwriter, you got to know how to step out of the box and create a lane for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. Like, you know what I mean? And that's what a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people taking that and they doing something else in the game. Like, they'll try to do this, but they'll sidetrack and go do something else and come back and do this. They're not going to get in the game like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real.
Stay focused, right?
You got to stay focused. Without focus, it ain't no, what Jay told me back in the days, he told me, that's like when I first, like, we all was like 15, 16 years old when Jay got on, you know what I'm saying? We all tagged, because we all from Monty Projects. My building is 642 Park Avenue, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the projects, but my old building. But
that's
my
real
God,
talk for y'all.
Real talk. Built in New York, you know what I'm saying? 718. But the what Jay told us back in the days, he was like, man, you either going to get on this bus or you're going to get left. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're going to get left off the bus. Like, you know what I mean? And being 15 years old, I'm a kid. I'm like, those niggas on my get on the bus. I'm going to get left off the bus. But see, me, I was always a thinker. Everybody else, like, got left off the bus, wasn't thinking. This man mm-hmm. meant, like, we got to create, not follow him, but we got to create our own lane. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Know what I wanted to do. I wanted to do marketing, and that's what I did. You know what I'm saying? And from marketing, I stepped to another level once I did that because I worked on Bleak Project. I worked on a lot of different – I even stepped out of Rockefeller. I worked on – I started working with Redman. Redman, another dude from Jersey. That's my boy. Like, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, it could dawn.
He signed it could dawn, and we've been working with Red ever since. We did Mel Practice album with him. You know what I'm saying? We did a whole bunch of – we did the Red Gone Wild album with him. We went on crazy tours with Red, and that's out of Rockefeller. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
–
you know what I mean? Like I said, when you get in this game, you just got to know what you're going to do. Go for it because at the end, once you land what you're trying to do, it's going to open up doors for other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you definitely got to know what you're going to do first. That's first, though.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you, my dude, for coming through.
My guru, my boy, he told me. He been telling me I was trying to get on the show last week when y'all had Lazy K up there. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good money, man. Hey, the phone lines is packed, man. Lazy K it was crazy, man. Lazy K, and then we had Bash and Lethalist the other time, man. So, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. I mean, shit. You know what I mean? It all takes consistency. Like my man from Coast to Coast Mixtapes was in here, man. Young Boss came through. Same
mm-hmm.
consistency. I started Lush Radio, and within you know what I'm saying, 1 year. I went hard body with it. I'm like, I came in as an MC myself. But I seen all this nonsense with commercial radio, you know what I mean? And I did street promotion for Rutgers Records back in the day. Shout out to my man, Black Ops Fahim put me onto that situation. And then after that, my man Christopher Fermi told me about the Blog Talk movement. And when I was in college, I was already doing the situation with the radio. You know what I'm saying? When they had everything was manual, not this digital stuff. So I was like,
mm-hmm.
yo, I taught myself. I got into it, and I started moving. And ever since, you know, I've been going hard body. Shout out to my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, DJ Finesse, that was official Bad Boy DJ. And he put me on the Teddy Ted. Shout out to Rola. He put me on the Teddy Ted, the Awesome 2. Master H, you know what I'm saying? The Furkin, I ain't going to lie, dude, put me on to AZ. I had him on the show. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I mean, after that, interviews were coming from back to back. I've been grinding, going hard body. Ain't there too many females out here that grind as hard as I do? And if I do, I respect them and I bring them on the show. So, you know what I'm saying? I grind hard as hell. And then I got a wonderful team. I got Future Guru, Ebony, Natalia. DFM bitch, you know what I'm saying, _bitch. I got the Street Queens, the movement, you know what I'm saying, Microphone Bully, you know what I'm saying, Coast to Coast Mixtapes, Stop Beefing Radio, you know what I'm saying, everybody on deck, E2K Magazine, it's a whole family movement, man. If you ain't working as a team, you ain't working at all, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Point
I second that motion right there.
Yeah, my dude, it's definitely going hard. Shout out to Money L, and I appreciate all that knowledge he just dropped on us. He's trying to give y'all a little bit of info on the game. You know how serious you got to take it serious, man. Don't, I mean,
you
and
to,
know
man.
And have a plan. Like
yeah.
So,
yeah,
like you can't just say
that.
Where you
definitely.
And some you, if somebody asks you something, man, just have an answer, man. Like
yeah.
I had a boy at one time when I was in the corporate world. I mean, I had a boss that I really had. I wanted to have an answer for him. I mean, I just wanted to be on the type of dude that wanted to be on point like that. I wasn't rocking with no. I was rocking with VPs, executive VPs, vice presidents. So I had to have an answer for him. But if he asked me something, I had to have an answer for him. Period, man.
That's Dame. That was Dame too. If Dame asks you a question, if you ain't answer it, you will get clowned. So
I'm trying
like,
to tell you.
It's
real simple when it comes to that. Yeah, man.
Like, he'll be like, yo, He asked something dumb like, yo,
whoa.
You know, if Jay's, if they selling Jay records in a certain store. And if I say, I don't know.
Whoa. See, that's a test.
I had to tell him, yeah, even if I was lying, yeah. And I'll go to that store and make sure they selling Jay records in that store.
Hey, you better look good. You better look good sounding that. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You have to be on point for some people in this business, man.
The game, man. You know
don't
I mean?
Even dial their number. Don't call them. If you email them right.
Yeah.
Don't send no whack emails, yo.
Like, I'm on Twitter. A lot of people don't understand. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't, you know what I mean? I'm just here networking, pushing my records. Like, I'm not here trying to meet no girl. I got a girl. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to, like, you know how people get on these little MySpaces and trying to, I don't got no time to entertain no girls. I'm a businessman. You feel me? It's all about trying to get them checks. I can't get them checks flirting with them girls. You know what I'm saying? That's why, and that's another thing with a lot of people, too. Like, a lot of these rap artists, they're trying to get in the game because they want girls. Like, come on, man.
Backwards.
It's not that serious, man.
Not even rappers. You got rappers, photographers, all that. You know what I'm saying? That's trying
exactly.
to get in there for the promoters, everything, trying to get shorties. But shorties ain't going to, unless you're a boss chick and y'all trying to make moves and stuff. Other than that, man, stop messing with these bras. Get money. For real.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You heard Lush. You heard Lush.
Yeah.
You heard that on Lush Radio.
First. I'm telling you.
I'm a female now. I'm sorry. I'm a female and everything, but for real, real talk, get money. Nobody got time for all that emotional stuff and all that crazy stuff, man. Let's get money.
Exactly.
Call it from the 904. You're live in the building on Lush Radio online.
Yeah.
Money L, you know what I'm saying? Live in the building. Future Guru, Ebony.
Might be Monster calling in.
What up, man?
What's up? How y'all doing?
That's Monster, yo. What's good, Monster?
Yeah, what's going on, Paul, man? I just enjoying y'all conversation, peeking in. Y'all talking some real stuff right now. They need to hear that.
Yeah, we appreciate you joining us. We got my beautiful co-host, Monster, on deck right now. We got the lovely Ebonesia and the beautiful Lushy Lush.
Let's see.
You already know.
How y'all doing this evening? All right, I'm doing all right.
Great.
Hey, I'm speaking out 20.
And we got Money L from Brooklyn. Money L is making moves. And shout out to SeaWoodRecords.com. And I'm gonna actually make sure that the three of us know each other's Twitter, Monster and Money L, and then we'll take it from there. Y'all know I don't play. Y'all gonna know who each other is. Y'all already know. I ain't gotta go into that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yo, so Monster, man, you know what I'm saying? Before we get into it, because we only got 16 minutes left.
Yeah.
You know what I'm, I know you a busy man, and I know you had to, you know what I'm saying, do your thing. And everything.
Uh-huh.
What's 904? What area is that, man?
904 is Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County. That's where I'm from.
Hold
okay.
up now. You heard that. He called and represented on his phone where he from. He ain't called from no 404. I mean, he in ATL right now, but he called from that 904 jump.
Yes, sir. 904, the bangle.
Appreciate you, bro.
No problem. No problem.
We just appreciate you. Go ahead,
Evan. I was just out there in July. My sister got married. That's why I knew the 904 was Jacksonville. I was like,
okay. Yeah, man. You're from Northside, Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah, man. That's home right there. But I've been in Atlanta right now for a good year and a half. And the reason why I came up there was to follow my heart and just pursue my dreams, because that avenue or that outlet just wasn't back home in Duval County. So I just went out on faith. No house, no car, no job. I had a one-way bus ticket, came to Atlanta, and now it has been a blessing. Now I got my own spot. I got two cars paid for, and, you know, just do like that. Just do like you told and just like you're supposed to do. That feeling in your heart
And everything open up. Everything open up. You got to go out on faith and just believe in it, even though nobody else is going to believe in you. You got to make it happen, period.
That's why we like your Twitter page, man, because you got that inspirational. And more than that, it's entrepreneur. It's a spirit of doing the right thing, man. We appreciate you for that, man. For all y'all that don't know his Twitter, spell out your Twitter for him, man. It ain't even regular Monster. Tell him how Monster is. Tell him, man.
My government last name is Mont. It's M-O-N-T-S. So on Twitter, when I spell my name, to find me on Twitter, it's at M-O-N-T-S and then T-E-R-R. It's all one word.
Damn.
M-O-N-T-S-T-E-R-R.
That's my dude.
And by the way, if you don't spell it right, if you look in your timeline, I'm probably in your timeline somewhere anyway, being retweeted. So I'm on there a lot, all the time. Matter of fact, I'm tweeting right now while I'm driving.
Check this out. Everybody that's listening right now at the moment, to let y'all know, recap. We had Coast to Coast Mixtapes CEO in the building, Lil Fats, Young Boss. We had our featured model, Sarah Keys. Money L was in the building. We also got your man Monster live in the building, motivational speaker, you know what I mean, doing big things, you know what I'm saying, in the industry, you know what I'm saying, live with our beautiful host, Ebenisha, and your boy Future Guru. So, Monster, you know, we got 13 minutes on the clock, and I know I got 857. I see you on deck, but hold on 1 second.
All right.
You know, Monster, give us a rough synopsis of, you know, everything you do with the motivational speaking and everything, you know what I'm saying, that you do, because I know you're a man that wears several hats. Just give them a you know, synopsis, man.
All right. Well, a real quick overview on that. When it comes to motivational speaking, it's been something that's been in me for a while, but I was running from it because I didn't want to take the responsibility of being held accountable of being used as a vessel to help other people through my story, through my testimony. Because we all got stories, we all got testimonies, but at a certain point of maturity, you come out on faith and you just tell people, I'm real big on God. I know everybody has their own different beliefs, but I believe in God, and I believe that he uses me as a vessel to, you can call it preaching, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but I know that through the things that I've been through, it's not that it makes me that much more special than anybody else, but I go through the same problems that all of us on the phone listen to probably done been through, so we can relate. And it's all about relate to one another and being able to look at one person or group of people and saying, look, they going through the same thing I'm going through, but they making it. Why can't I? Let me feed off of some of their energy so I can take it to the next level. So with me, it's all about when I help people or when I speak to people, my goal is I can take you from point A to point B. It may not be all the way to Z. If I can take you to point B just to get you started or to get your mind going from the same loop of, man, it ain't going to never change, my nigga. It's going to always be like this. Whenever you yourself are the only person that has the right to change your life and you are in control of that. And once I can help you do that, then my job is done. So when it comes to motivating, it's all about, I ain't read no books. I ain't got no PhD for this. It's just me speaking from real life things that I've been through, that I'm going through, and things I'm probably going to go through. And I just feed off the people that feed off of me and vice versa. So that's where it comes from me as a motivational standpoint. And then that trickles down to doing music. You know, everything I do, I come from the heart and soul with it, because that's all I know. I choose not to go through the things that I see on TV. Like I tell Future the other day, we had a nice conversation. I was talking to the bro. And I don't watch TV. I cut off my cable. I gave away my TVs. I got my laptop, internet, BlackBerry, and that's it, and the keyboard. That's all I got. That's all I need so I can stay focused on me and what I'm trying to do. But if I don't get me together, then I can't help everybody else, which is my main goal, is to help other people. So that's where it comes from me on the motivational aspect of things.
Well, that's real talk right there. And when you talk about stepping out on faith, because we have a female empowerment group, which Ebony is a part of, that I created, Street Queens, the movement. And it's female empowerment, and we help the community. We, you know, helped out children and youth, and I also teach special needs kids during the day. So
with that
whole situation, I try to motivate. I actually left one school to go to another school to try to help a student in order for them to be able to graduate, because nobody took a chance on this child. It was almost like the movie they just did, Blindsided, with somebody taking faith on somebody when, you know, everybody's lost hope. They classified him as mental retardation. And I said, no, this he's mentally retarded. He just basically needs help with his reading. A lot of our children out here are basically angry. They're basically mad because they passed them through and they can't read, so they're frustrated. So they go and commence doing stuff that's violence or stuff. It's just a way to express themselves because they're frustrated. So I took a chance on the child, and you know what I'm saying, his grades improved, and I moved to another school just for him, you know, and he's doing well, and I'm proud of that, you know what I'm saying. But, like, stepping out on faith, it always gives a, let me refer to the book of Eli. He talks about on faith. All this time, you know, you thinking that this dude can see, and he's actually blind, and he's reading a book in Braille, and he's like, I don't know how I'm walking. I need to go to West. I'm stepping out on faith. Sometimes in life, we got to step out on faith. Nobody, it's hard. When you're on top, sometimes you're going to be alone because not everybody sees the bigger picture. Not everybody sees the thing. But you got to step out there. On top of that, I done been homeless, house done blew up, did my show, and did what I had to do. When you have nothing or you lose it, God said they should take it from you and he'll give you more plentiful. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, look, I appreciate you, man, for everything that you're doing with the motivational speaking. So tell us more about the music, how you incorporate that.
Now, first off, you know, big round of applause to you for doing that because a lot of people don't understand. Like, a lot of people want things to be cut and dry, you know, put on a big board and be like, this is what it is. But for you to see that spark of somebody and to not give up on them and to let them know that somebody loved them and cared about them and had that faith in them, that right there motivated that person to go further in their schoolwork. And I really commend you and thank you for doing that and for seeing the bigger picture, because that's a gift from God to be able to see and scratch deeper than just the top surface. So, really, you know, thank you for doing that for that kid. And as far as...
It's nothing for recognition, my dude. It's something I have to do. You know, it's like being paid.
Right.
It's called paying forward. If I do that, it's time for him to do that. When he gets older, he's going to help somebody else down the road.
Exactly. Yep. Same reaction. That's real right there. As far as the music was it was something else I used to run away from. I used to just I never took any music lessons. I just knew I had this sound in my head, and I wanted to make it come through my fingers and it come through your speakers. However, I could do that. That's what I wanted to do. So as I started doing that, you know, friends and family started saying, man, you kind of good, man. What's that, you know, that's that new Timberland? Where you get that from? I said, no, nigga, I made that. Like, what? And it was just a passion of mine. It wasn't to be shared with anybody. But then once people start listening to it, they like, yo, this is real therapeutic. Like, I don't even want nobody on this track. I just want a CD of just your beat shit because it just feel good. Like, I want to just clean my house to your music. So once I saw that the music was helping people and soothing people and easing people's stress and what they was going through, I really took it seriously as a business standpoint. And then I started to jump into different genres and really start to study what it takes to really put the feeling back into music, because I like to make what I like, what feels good. If it doesn't make that hair on your arm stand up, then I probably won't do it. That's my goal. So I incorporate the music into with the motivational speaking. They're kind of interchangeable. Like I like to do mood setting affirmation CDs. Like have another motivational speaker come on a CD on, you know, come on one of my tracks and just speak on it. You know, I don't just limit myself to just artists. It could be independent. It could be major. I don't care what it is. And I'm always about trying to expand and try to learn more about what I'm doing. When it comes to music, I'll go on like Wikipedia and then I'll Google, or I just like click on genres of music. And it'll give me thousands of genres of music I don't know nothing about. It's bigger than just hip-hop, rap, jazz, soca, urban, whatever. And I would click on one of those genres, take it to YouTube, copy and paste it, and then listen to that genre through YouTube, and then go back to my keyboard and reason and try to make what I listen to and then incorporate and just start making different kind of genres. And then, you know, just, you know, I don't try to be like, well, folk, you know, I charge $1,000 a beat. It's not about that. If I see ambition in you and if you really about what you're trying to do, I give you the track. Just get some results. You know, like so that's how the music comes for me. But music has opened up a lot of doors to other things as far as motivational speaker basically came through the music, to be honest. People was feeling the music. They was like, well, we hear the music. Now, who's the man behind the music? And that, in the result, made me open my mouth to talk about my life. So that's where the music comes from.
That's real talk. We got five more minutes left on deck. You know what I'm saying? I got to play out closing out music. But I'm going to let my co-host go ahead and get it real quick to ask you one more last question and wrap it up and everything. We want to go ahead and let Future Guru go ahead and ask if he brought you on deck, my dude.
Hey, now, I'm glad we got him on deck, and, you know, we most definitely going to start our networking and take it to the maximum. See, we give 110% around here, if you didn't notice, so we're going to keep doing that. And we just want to just appreciate how that you brought some enlightenment into how things and good business can be done. Networking and, building. And this is basically what we're doing. So if y'all don't know, this is the same monster that's doing Monster After Dark. So we gonna just big him up for Monster After Dark. Y'all know that's a trending topic. You know, anything you see with the pound sign is a trending topic. So we not playing here. My man is definitely Monster After Dark. That's him. And he coined the phrase. Man. And that's what it's about, recognizing and branding. So, I mean, tell them how important it is and for you to establish Monster as a brand. And I actually know, like, what you're doing, like, a little bit about, like, the motivational part. But the brand, how important is it for you to get that across, man? Monster, what Monster is all about?
It is very important and imperative that you brand what you work hard for. Mm-hmm. Do your research, go online, Google how much it costs to go downtown to your courthouse to get that paperwork and right. If you don't take care of your business, the business is going to take care of you. You got to get that paperwork right concerning that name. Now, when it comes to a brand, that's the way, like when you go anywhere in the world, when you see them golden arches, you know that's what? That's McDonald's. You all day long, no cut and dry, I don't care what language it is. So it's very, very, very important to set a brand if you really try to do something. I don't care what your service that you're providing, branding is very important. I mean, it's kind of, I know we got like probably 2 minutes left, but it just so much to say. Like, I don't know where to get started when it comes to branding. I get so excited about branding, man. Like branding is more than what you say and what you do. A brand is like a whole another being. It's like a baby that you got to take care of. You got to nurture and help it grow.
Mm-hmm. And that's so exciting. That's so exciting just because of a project that's in the infancy stages. If you thought of it and your vision can take you there, the branding will make you motivated to carry it out to the fullest. And I appreciate that.
That's really we're going to go ahead and let Ebenisha go ahead and get the last question in because we got to wrap it up. Ebony, go ahead and ask Monster a question.
You going to write a book?
What's up,
folks? A book in the making?
There's a book in the making. There is a book in the making. Yes, there is. I was trying not to leak it out, but you asked me. I ain't going to lie to you. Yes, I'm working on a book.
Good. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm working on a book.
That's what's up. And I don't know. Somebody said something in the fashion area. I don't know. Is something going down like that with you, Monster?
Yeah. Actually, Monday I just dropped Monster Merchandise. Just hashtag Monster Merchandise on Twitter. Did my Monster After Dark hashtag MAD. And a lot of ladies, you know, I go hard for the ladies, you know, as far as educating what's on the man's mind and then vice versa. But they wanted, like, T-shirts and thongs so that you can actually go online on www.cafepress.com/ Monster, which is MONTS, and ladies, you can buy you some Monster That thongs, Monster That T-shirt, stickers, license plate tags, coffee mugs. I'm working on some boy shorts for the ladies right now, so you can get, you know, for your man, Monster Me, Monster This, I Love Monster, Follow Monster, I Do. All that merchandise is on that website, and you can always see it on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, everything we're talking about times a billion, you're going to see in your timeline. So, yes, definitely I do. Got Monster merchandise getting hot right now, and sales are going very well. It's been a big blessing.
So this is what I'm saying, though. You live on Lush Radio with two of the hottest hosts. Like, I'm saying, what's good? Like, I mean, good. I mean, like, what's good, Monster?
Tell you what. Tell me your size, and I got you.
That's your size.
That's all I need to know. Tell me your size, and I got you. The whole outfit.
We'll definitely make sure we take some pictures.
I'm already following you.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Don't worry about it. I'm helping y'all monster that. Don't even worry about it.
That's what's up, man. We definitely proud of you. We love you, man. We appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you do, man. We got to thank you to Google for bringing you on deck and Money L. You know what I'm saying? We want to thank Coast to Coast Mixtapes, Little Fat, Sarah Keys. Make sure you follow all of them. Y'all know what it is. Lush Radio Online, same time, same place, each and every Wednesday. We building, we networking. This is real industry right here. The industry, that stuff that industry don't want you to know. We talking some real industry. We giving y'all some real knowledge, dropping some real jewels. You never know who we going to have on here. Watch out. I might have Papa Wu on the joint again. We had him last year. He's going to be on here dropping some jewels. You're going to be dropping some jewels in the game. It's not a game out here, man. It's all about building. We want to bring back, you know what I'm saying, the Black Wall Street. I don't care if you're Black, white, Hispanic. I want to bring back the Harlem Renaissance. We want to start a revolution. This is what we about. We got to help our people help themselves. And the only way to do that is educate them, for real. You know what I'm saying?
It starts here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We going to build.
Baby, get the knowledge. And you know what
Lush.
Yo, I love all the guys. Same time, same place. Monster, we definitely going to hit you on the flip side. You know, we expect Monster Shorts. And you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Future Guru for bringing Money L, Jules, and Monster on deck, man, for real. How you know what it is. We in the building. Shout out to my girl, Ebony. And go ahead, Monster.
Yeah, I say, man, I want to thank y'all for doing what y'all doing, for having this outlet, for everybody to be able to. People listening, y'all need to understand how important and how, just I can't stress how big this station is for y'all to hear this. Anybody else would charge y'all about $100 an hour for this kind of information they're giving y'all for free and just spending your time on the radio. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all don't understand how
there it is.
Like this for us, never we were getting started. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Just
so
getting started.
For y'all. And for God to continue to bless y'all. And Monster After Dark this Friday is going to be on Ustream, going to be live on the Ustream webcam.
Man.
So
we all going to retweet that, bro. Yeah.
But God bless y'all. You know, I think y'all, I come back anytime y'all need me, I'll be right here.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Good
thank
luck.
You.
I think I'm going to call you on the flip side, talk about, you know, Monster, you know what I'm saying, dropping some jewels, because we got another guru. We call her our guru, Tina Fortune. Teaching us how to be financially free. She comes each and every Thursday, so that'll be good luck, man. We appreciate you, man. And that's what it is. We out of here. Lush Radio Online, man. You just officially got stamped, and I'm out. Later.
Yeah, Lush.